Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ Scientist, Worcester. Can we lose the good that we currently have in our lives? Experience certainly suggests that we can. But this week on Morning Prayer, we're looking to see what the Bible has to say about that. What we've found so far is that we can, in fact, rely on good to be permanent. We've seen a couple examples from the Bible's Old Testament. Here's one from the New Testament. One day, Christ Jesus took three of his disciples up into an high mountain apart, as the Bible puts it. And it's easy to see that as symbolic of raising up their consciousness to some new way of thinking, apart from the old way. The story says Jesus was transfigured. His face glowed, and his clothes were as white as the light. And then the disciples saw him having a conversation with Moses and Elijah, an Old Testament prophet. Both those fellows had been dead for centuries, yet here they were talking with Jesus. As we saw earlier this week with the example of Elisha, the goodness that Moses and Elijah represented couldn't be lost. It was still present years later, and Jesus and his disciples could use it and build on it. To one way of thinking, it was gone. But to an elevated consciousness, it was right there, alive and well. This permanence of good may be surprising to us, just as it was to the disciples. But it is a fact. May we too keep our thought at the elevated level that brings permanent goodness into our lives and everyone else's too. Amen.